Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. We'll get back into the big story of the day in about 20 minutes from right now, and back into a couple different college football conversations as the show goes on. But we are here for a number of different reasons, but the main one is to hang out with our friends Davion and Liam. And Davion is on with us right now. A couple members of the Falcons are going to join us, Lenny Craig and Nathan Carter, in just a few minutes. But Davion's here with us. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, good to see you. Davion is he's Mr. Cool right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's real cool. Yeah, he's like, I got this. I'm like, oh, you nervous? Nah, I got this, man. I got this. So that's cool right there, Davion. And you're 13 years old. You say, because I asked him, I was like, you love basketball and football. I said, who's your favorite football team?
Okay.
I don't got one. Well, who's your favorite football player? Who's your favorite athlete? Everybody done fell off. So I was like, well, Dave, like, give me something. Give me something. Give me something. Do you have a favorite college football team?
Nope.
Are you in the market for one? Can we pitch you on ours?
Maybe.
Because I went to the University of Washington, and it's a pretty good school. And they have a dog for a mascot, a husky dog.
Yes.
I don't know. And again, we're always open for new fans. If you want to be a fan of the University of Washington, far away from here, but it's a pretty good school.
Well, you can't watch the show, Dave.
I don't think I sold it.
I told you, Dave, there's people listening to you. Everybody's tuning in to hear you, my brother.
I just don't really care.
Yeah, okay, man, you got to figure something out, man, because we're about to get you to interview some players right now. You told me that you got your questions ready, but you didn't write them down, right?
I don't need to.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So say it with your chest. We got some gentlemen here from the Atlanta Falcons that are here going to join us right now. Fellas, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's
going on? How y'all doing, man?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Hey, thank you guys for being here. It's good to see you guys. We've got Nathan Carter and Lenny Craig sitting down with us here to hang out and talk some football and holiday season. You guys got your nice Christmas light necklaces on. Those are looking good.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling?
Feel great. Got to get the voices ready, you know. Got a whole bunch of Christmas carols we're about to sing coming up, so we're excited.
Oh, the radio
about
voice
that,
is sounding pretty.
I mean,
pretty
that's awesome, right there. That sound like that could be some quiet storm.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
That sound like that could be some old quiet storm right there. Now, I know obviously in the middle of the week and everything like this is usually your day off. Guys get a chance to relax and things. But what is it about coming down here, like you said, to sing carols to these children? What does that mean to you, like that?
Man, I think it's just special for us to be able to use our platform in this way. You know, like you're saying, this is our designated day off, and we could doing so much more than just sitting at home and watching TV shows and movies. You know, be able to give back to the community, especially with these kids who are going through such hard times. You know, I love what Coach Morris says in our meetings, is the things we go through is work adversity.
Right.
You know, compared to the real true suffering adversity that other kids go through. So I think it's just amazing that we have this opportunity to give back to the community. This is such a beautiful holiday. I love it.
You know?
So to give back as far as giving them gifts, which is our time. So
love it.
That's Falcons running back Nathan Carter, the voice of Nathan Carter. Going to get a chance to sing a little bit later.
Oh yeah,
Lenny Craig with us as well. Any you guys got like a go-to Christmas carol that you feel like is going to be the one or
probably Jingle Bells, honestly.
Yeah,
that's one I know the most. So.
Are there any German Christmas carols that you can bring to the table?
That's what I was going to say. Because you don't know this, but I've lived over there. I'm a military brat and everything like that. So it's very festive around the base and everything, around Christmas time and everything. But obviously, you being from Germany.
Right.
Give me the difference. Is there a difference to you between here or there?
I think, obviously, you know, the Christmas markets are a bit more popular in Germany, right. I would say, more present.
Right.
I'd say it's pretty similar. It's just about being together, kind of spending time together, the community. So it's pretty similar, I would say.
Good. You hear a lot about the European Christmas markets. I'd like to go to one someday. A lot of my family is from Norway and Sweden, okay. And they really like them over there too.
I love how you brought that in.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get the Scandinavian.
I love how
point.
You brought that part of it, yeah. The Scandinavian Andy part of it.
We're having a Scandinavian Christmas party in a couple weeks. You're coming, right?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
What's the Scandinavian Christmas party?
I'm gonna make Swedish meatballs and we'll drink some glog. It's gonna be great.
It don't matter. As long as it's cold.
Yeah.
If the glog is cold, I'm
here. Well, it's warm. It's a warm drink.
Oh, okay.
It's a spiced wine.
Oh!
You could just have one. You just have one.
Well, you know me. Every time I come to your house, what I'm bringing. The Yeti cooler full of Bush.
Good. Fair enough.
Yeah, there we go.
Fair enough. All right. So our buddy Davion is here as well, and he wants to ask you some questions. Much better questions than we've asked, for sure. So the floor is yours, my friend.
All right.
Someone wanted to know, what time do you go to bed?
Ooh, what time do I go to bed? I would probably say anytime between 10:30 and 11 on a good day, I would try to go to bed. 10:30, 11 p.m.
For me, it's probably more like 9:30 to 10:30, pretty early.
Oh, man, that's early.
What are you doing at 10:30? You playing the game?
No. My wife and I, we love watching shows, so we're probably just binge-watching our shows, and it's so hard, especially when you are into the show, and then you try to stop the show. It's like, okay, what's the perfect time to stop this show? You know, is it right after the conflict happens?
Right.
Is it right before? Do you want to save for the next day? And other than that, you know, I'm a night owl, so it's hard for me to go to sleep at an earlier time. So, like, 8 to 9:30 is like, crazy to me, just me personally. So I love going to bed at a later time, just because I'm just such a night owl.
It's always so easy too if the other person is like, just one more, we'll just watch one more, and then you watch one more. Do they give you guys like, hey, here's your optimal amount of sleep that you want? Because we always hear about the sports medicine people. Yeah. We always have some fun with it on the show. Is there like a, hey, this is the amount of sleep you need to be getting?
Yeah, I would say probably 8 hours. Anything 8 hours and above would probably be the optimal time.
8 hours.
Yeah.
Man, it sounds great.
7 to 8.
I haven't had 8 hours. It seems like it's too much sleep.
Yeah. I think it's perfect.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I can sleep better.
You guys must not have kids.
Not yet.
8 hours of sleep is a myth in my house.
That is definitely myth. All right, David, what you got, baby?
Why y'all fell off so bad?
Why do we what?
Fall off so bad.
Fall off. In the context of football?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good question, man.
Now, David, I want you to know, before you answer the question, like, everybody that's listening to us right now is giving you the biggest fist pump.
I don't care.
Everybody's loving it. Everybody's loving it.
No,
I don't really care.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, you should, David. You should, all right? You should.
Should I start?
Go ahead. You can answer it.
I think it's, especially, like, at this level, it's pretty easy and pretty hard to, like, win and lose games because every team is so good. So I think the term falling off might be a bit harsh in that context. We're giving it all every single week, every single practice, but so are the other teams. So it's just always this constant, you know, details that matter at the end. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would just echo. We have a very great team with great talented guys, and I think that one of the things that we have to continue to grow in is coming together as a team and learning how to close football games. And I think that once we do that, then we're going to be in a very, very good position. But I can guarantee you, from not just you, but for everyone listening, that there's no lack of confidence as far as what our goal is in the season, as far as coaches, as far as players. Like, there's no flinch in us. Obviously, this tough time's tough, and it sucks not just for the fans but ourselves. You know, we don't want to be in the position that we're in right now.
Right.
So we're working each and every day between coaches, between players, to get it right. And then we're going to, and we will get it right. And whatever that looks like, to do what's necessary to be able to do our job, which is to win football games. So.
Couple of young members of the Falcons team, Nathan Carter and Lenny Craig, joining us here on the Midday Show, as well as our buddy Davion, who took the the approach of you ask the softball question first, and then you hit him with the hard-hitting question second. It's like, it's the Barbara Walters method.
The Barbara Walters method.
You get them comfortable, and then you ask them the hard one.
How has it been for you guys? You are very still young players in this league, and it's one of those things, the transition. You're married, so obviously the time not in the facility. How do you guys spend your time as far as when you're not doing your job?
Well, on my part, I think it's kind of balanced in between, you know, communication to, like, back home to Germany. That's usually, like, right after work, just, you know, getting some calls in with my parents, with my family. And I think it's tough to, like, actually find hobbies that kind of fit the lifestyle of being a player in the NFL. It can't be, like, too physically demanding. So, yeah, I mean, you just do whatever works.
Tickets did you have for that game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, too many.
Yeah, that must have been crazy.
Yeah, no, that was a cool homecoming, but to come back to that question, just I'm a big fan of just watching TV shows. I like to cook, so kind of something that's quite peaceful, just keeps the mind and body right.
Yeah, I echo that. You have to be able to find something that can kind of separate you from the game, you know. So when we're at work, it's 100% we're in the work, you know. And then when I come home, I'm 100% a husband, you know. So I try to separate and not bring the work life into my family life. Now, obviously, in a perfect world, that would happen. But there's some things that carry over as far as, like, watching film, making sure you're up on the plays and things like that. But just really trying to find that balance between how can I be 100% a NFL professional, and then when I come home, being able to separate that to spend time with my wife and kind of just to calm my mind down and let go of the game for a little bit. So having that balance, you know, gives me a lot of peace and just being able to know how I can operate in day to day. And, you know, just for me being a sponge, you know, there's so many older guys who've been in years for such a long time. So I can be able to learn from those guys and kind of see what they do that's working well and what's not working well and kind of learn from those guys. So
Davion's going to ask him another one.
Who do you think should be traded off your team?
Trade deadline is passed.
It is passed. Man, I love each and every one of those guys on that team, man. And it would break my heart to see any of those guys leave. And in the midst of a business, you know, I understand that's a very likability. Those are things that I cannot control. And it's, I don't want to worry or be anxious about things that I can't control. Only focus on what I can control, which is being a great teammate, doing everything that I can in my ability to help this football team to win games on whatever role that is. So.
Yeah, I can only agree with Nate. I think he like put it into a really good sentence. We players, we can only kind of focus on our job, which is, you know, being a good teammate, being a good player, being coachable, and everything else that's kind of out of our control. It's nothing we can really speak on because we don't really know too much about it either.
Lenny Craig and Nathan Carter joining us from the Falcons as we broadcast live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Our buddy Davion here as well with the hard-hitting questions.
Yes.
He's asking the stuff that
good
people
questions.
Want to know.
Good
yeah,
questions.
Great questions.
Yes, sir, love it. You got questions. You got any more over there, Dave?
Got a little bit more time.
You good? You get other questions.
You can ask any questions you want. I got to ask you a question. Are we allowed to ask some questions?
Sure, yeah.
Man, what's your favorite thing about Christmas during this time of year?
Christmas spirit.
Okay.
Christmas spirit. Love. That's nice.
That's a great answer, my man. That is a great answer. But
what's your favorite way to spread Christmas spirit?
That's a good question.
Being with family.
There you
yeah,
go.
That's a great.
That's
one.
An awesome
that's
one right there, brother. That is an awesome.
I think
right
that's
there,
the
man.
Best thing you can do is spend time with your family right at this time of year.
Yeah, that's. I mean, obviously, because you know, it's one of those things where you always want to bring everybody together. And like again, we're so happy to be here with Davion. It was a pleasure of ours when they said we found it this morning when you get up that you're going to be on the show this morning. So I was like, okay, because last year we had a couple kids on and it was great. Just like the support we were getting from our social media, people are loving you right now. We love this kid, Davion, and everything like that. So everything that you've done so far here in this little time that we've had you, everybody's been in love with it. So man, we appreciate you so much, my brother, man.
You had one more, Nathan, you wanted to throw out there? For Christmas spirit? Sorry, I thought you were flagging me down.
Oh, I no, I was waving to the lady.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Somebody's waving in.
All right, we'll do one more Christmas one. One more Christmas one, because we know, or we've heard that Davion loves Christmas movies. What's the best Christmas movie for you?
The Express Train.
Oh, Polar Express?
Yeah.
Man, when I tell you that I've watched that movie 50 times in the last 2 weeks. That's my kids' favorite movie right now. They absolutely love that movie.
So you said
it's very popular in my house.
Such a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good, man.
I know, watch it.
They take a magic train to the North Pole.
Uh-huh.
Tom Hanks is there.
Oh, man, I got it. If Tommy's in it, I got to watch it. I got to put that on the list. That's taking the place of Friday After Next. That's my favorite Christmas movie.
Different vibes.
Yeah, that's my favorite Christmas movie.
Slightly different vibes.
I got to take something out of the mix and then put – what's it called again?
Polar Express.
Yeah. Polar Express, here I come.
But then also you can go and like ride and act like they have Polar Express. It's like in Blue Ridge, Georgia, they have a train. You can go ride it and you get like hot chocolate and all that. Santa's on there. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, man. They got the train where the family's going. We did that last year.
You did.
But they had the spiked apple cider. That was my thing.
Hey,
yeah, I just told them. I told her to make it
something
a double
for everybody.
I told her make it a double. make it a double. Well, that was a good time on this thing.
You guys got favorite Christmas movies?
Home Alone.
Oh yeah,
Home Alone is by far will be my favorite one, Christmas movie of all time.
Yeah.
I don't think anything.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers looking like an extra. Like you said, like he went back through the house.
Yeah, he looked like a wet bandit after the game on Sunday. Lenny,
I'm with Home Alone. Honestly, Home Alone.
You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
No. Because it seems like, and maybe it's just me, there's always something that I always pick up new for some reason. Mm-hmm. So I was like, didn't see that. But yes.
What do you think his parents did? That's a nice house.
Oh, his dad
and
was.
And to take 13 people to France for Christmas?
Oh,
like that's...
oh, I told you, dad was in the mob.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, dad was. Yeah, dad, yeah, his, yeah. Kevin McAllister's dad was the lawyer for the mob.
That sounds
There's
right.
no way that they got that big old house. All them children.
That's a big house.
All them children. And then, like you said, first class of Paris.
Yeah, we're going to Paris first class. Ain't no, everybody
ain't
for
that
Christmas?
Much software computer that is on this world,
I
man.
Agree.
Unless he did invent something.
Guys, thank you.
Appreciate
man.
Y'all,
thank
man.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate y'all so much for joining us, man. Stay blessed.
One more.
We're going to break. What you got, Davion?
What's the excuse for losing y'all game?
Damn, Davion.
We kind of like got the Christmas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, we just had this thing so just damn joyful, and here you come with the anvil, kaboom!
All right.
I mean, oh, there's the music. We gotta go to break.
Yeah, we got.
We gotta go to break. We gotta go to break.
Thank you, guys. Thank you,
Davion. Appreciate y'all, man.
That was genuinely incredibly fun.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.